Michelle Obama, defeating Donald Trump allows us to breathe for a moment. By Charlie Spiering on March 10, 2021. Former First Lady Michelle Obama said the defeat of former President Donald Trump allows activists the chance to breathe for a moment in a new interview published Wednesday. "We breathe for a moment, but there's still work to be done," she said when asked about the results of the 2020 campaign. The former First Lady spoke about her life in a new interview with People magazine, promoting her new Netflix cooking show Waffles and Mochi. But Michelle Obama looked forward to a time when she would do less and the younger generation would step up and do more. She revealed that she and her husband, former President Obama, hate winter. "I've been telling my daughters I'm moving toward retirement right now, picking projects and chasing summer," she said. "Barack and I never want to experience winter again." The former First Lady said that she looked forward to retirement, especially after the construction of the Obama Presidential Center in Chicago and the Obama Foundation. "We're building the foundation for somebody else to continue the work so we can retire and be with each other," she said. "And Barack can golf too much, and I can tease him about golfing too much because he's got nothing else to do." Michelle Obama also revisited her round of mental health challenges in her interview during 2020. A struggle she described as low-grade depression. "Depression is understandable during these times," she said, citing the coronavirus pandemic and the riots surrounding the death of George Floyd. The former First Lady also spoke about battling depression by recognizing it and talking about it. "I needed to acknowledge what I was going through, because a lot of times we feel like we have to cover that part of ourselves up, that we always have to rise above and look as if we're not paddling hard underneath the water," she said. The Obama family isolated during the pandemic with their daughters Malia and Sasha, she said, splitting time between the family's homes in Washington, D.C., and Martha's Vineyard in Massachusetts. She also confirmed that she was vaccinated for the coronavirus. "I encourage everyone to get a vaccine as soon as they have an opportunity," she said.